Oh, here we go. What a beautiful Saturday morning it is. The Dead Set Legends ready to rock and roll. We are live at Live Golf down at the Grange Golf Course. It is absolutely stunning down here. The former skipper of the Redbacks and just absolutely did beautifully in three formats for Australian cricket. Callum Ferguson, hello, great man.
Tomo, what a day it is down here at the Grange Golf Club. There is not a cloud in the sky again for Dead Set Legends time. Adelaide turning it on for Live Golf and... what a day it was yesterday down here as well. We had the rush hour here and the golfers turned it on, but Liv just turns it on. What an event.
No, we love it, mate. So good for the state of South Australia. And, well, speaking of South Australia, we thought we got rid of this man. We sent him back up to Queensland late last year.
And he's, for good was what I'd heard.
Never to be seen again. Heard on the Adelaide Airwaves, yes. Don't worry, but he's currently living up in Queensland. I rock up here today, my phone goes nuts. He goes, pick me up from the airport. I stayed there last night after being in the rooms with Port Adelaide. The former skipper of the Brisbane Lions, Tommy Rockliff. Hello, mate.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Adelaide. It's great to be here.
Also, Port Adelaide legend.
The foundation builder.
That's right.
Exactly right. And I'm pretty much, it goes for Triple M as well.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you built the foundations for Triple M and Live Golf. So it's...
it just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Russell Lee, but Foss Williams, Tom Rockliffe. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, we have a big show coming up. The Premier, Peter Malinauskas.
Yeah, how good?
He just keeps on, I don't know. I think I love him. I think I do love him.
Hole-in-ones everywhere for this guy. Seriously, he just keeps getting it done. Bringing huge events to Adelaide. We love it. We love him. Keep him coming.
Now, Port Adelaide obviously played last night. You were there as well. A big win, but a couple of casualties, Rock.
Yeah, there certainly was. They'll be licking their wounds this morning, hopefully sweating on a few results, obviously, scans, etc. It doesn't look great for Sam Powell Pepper. I think there was some fears of potential ACL, so they'll have to wait and see. Hopefully he gets clear to that this morning.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's a long recovery, as we know. Connor Rosie, 50-50 whether he gets up, short turnaround, big showdown next Thursday night. So it'll be interesting after the Crows get rolled by North Melbourne today. So whether they can front up and for a showdown. Then Alir as well. He was out for at least 12 days. He'll go into concussion protocols.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, you're probably the Dead Set Legends, known for, you know, overnight scoreboard, your home and away, your segments like that. But the staple... is the special investigation.
That's
and
right.
When there's two in 2 hours...
What do you mean?
I look down at the rundown. There's one coming up just after 9.30.
Let me have a look here.
And then one after 10.30. And I know nothing about either.
Hang on.
I know nothing
about either. Instigator of both. That's funny. Because we would have had 15 to 20 of these over the last 3 years and he hasn't known about one of them.
It looks like free air to me. I don't know what's going to happen.
Give us a spell.
It'll be interesting. The Dead Set Legends are up and going here at Live Golf. Jazz, where are we, mate? Jazz!
Invest in your future and lifestyle and live glasses and content. Is it live or live? Tell me what it is.
It's live.
Is it live? Don't shout.
Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. The Dead Set Legends. Tom Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson and Tomo. We are live here at Live Golf today.
Siren. Port. Their fifth win of the season. It's a gutsy win. They had men on the bench, they were tiring, but they hung on. In the end, Port get it done by 10 points, 11-16-82 over the Saints. Didn't quite have the polish, it looks 11-6-72. A 10-point win to the Power.
Yes, Port Adelaide getting the job done there last night. Absolutely ugly win in the end. Port Adelaide, they find a way to win ugly. They should have won that game a lot more convincingly. 27 scoring shots to 17. Again, their goal-kicking let them down, particularly early on in that game when they were 1-7 early in that first quarter. Dominated the disposal count. Everything was in Port Adelaide's favour. They should have won by a bigger margin in the end. Contested possession, they smashed St Kilda. Tackles, they absolutely dominated that. They had 83 tackles to 55.
Wow.
So they dominated the contest. Unfortunately, it just wasn't pretty. It was one of those games that... probably both teams will look back at and just throw in the bin and move on pretty quickly. But the big news out of it was obviously the injuries to Port Adelaide. Connor Rosie with a little nick on the hamstring. Didn't look major. It looked like, and they may have been a little bit confident after the game. Not confident, but they were...
come back on, didn't he?
Optimistic about him playing next week in that showdown. Sam Powell-Pepper's the one of serious concern. It looks like maybe an ACL, but we'll have to wait for scans. Fingers crossed for him and Alir as well. He won't play next week in the showdown. So they'll be certainly licking their wounds, but their players just got it done. Willem Drew, best on ground performance. We're going to chat to him just before 10 o'clock today as well. But Zach Butters playing his 100th game. I thought the one that didn't get spoken about a lot was Jace Burgoyne.
Oh, yeah.
He had some massive contests, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I saw him float across the pack at one point, which, you know, when you see a player of that nature, understanding the moment, knowing when to insert himself into a contest, which isn't easy for the smaller guys to do sometimes, he just stood up at the right times. A couple of great tackles, I thought, as well, through the game. So Ollie Wines as well, I thought. Ollie Wines, you know, it's really important when you've been beaten up at the G the week before and you need to bounce back that your senior players stand up. And he had a monster. He had 23 touches, kicked a really important goal in that last quarter. I thought he was huge too.
Let's talk about the injuries, because that's the big one that's come out of it. Alea is going to miss the showdown, and the Power Pepper one as well. It just can't catch a break in a way. And, it, you know, it was a forced suspension on him, which was the 4 weeks. He comes back in for a couple, and now, unfortunately, you know, we'll go down and we wish him all the best. And hopefully the scans aren't as bad as the first thoughts.
Yeah, hopefully. It's always the way when you see a player go down, didn't look much in it. No, and then he got to the bench and he said, oh, it actually doesn't feel too bad. That generally indicates that the pain's gone away, and it's worst fear. But Ken Hinckley spoke in his press conference after the game about how proud he was of his team.
Fitting day for us, for our club to play on Anzac Day again, and to play with courage is what we needed to do right through to the end of that game and find a way to get over the line. You know, initially it was ourselves hurting ourselves with conversion, and then it became about us running into concrete walls a bit and hurting ourselves physically. So I was pretty proud of the boys to get that job done.
What's your read on the Saints, Rock? Like, where are they at? That some would say that they overachieved a little bit last year, you know, got to the final series. Now, in probably a bit of strife now, probably, what's that put them at? Is that
two and five.
Is that 2-5, is it? Yeah, so, like, in, you know, finals for them as well is probably looks a little bit out of reach at the moment.
You would say so. I couldn't imagine them playing finals footy. I think Brisbane are probably a chance to turn it around. They've been really poor starters, but I'm not sure who St Kilda are going to force out of that top eight. And unfortunately for them, they just don't have the depth at the moment. It's going to take a bit of time, and as frustrating as it would be for St Kilda fans, it's been a long time anyway. But yeah, they look 66. A long way off.
Doesn't feel that long ago. I'll tell you what, Rock. I look at the Port list, and it's hard not to compare the two, Adelaide to Port. But I think it's got to be a big tick to the list management at Port Adelaide. You look at someone like Alea go down, and in most lists around the country, you'd say that's a real death knell almost. You know, you lose one of your key backs, someone so important like that. But they've got cover. They brought in Zerk Thatcher and Radig Alea. The list is looking in really good shape, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got a lot more depth now. Trent McKenzie could easily come in. Unfortunately, he's done his quad, so he'll be out for a month. But Tom Cleary could potentially play. Ryan Burton didn't play last night. So they have players on the sidelines that can come in. And at the end of the day, squads win grand finals. It's not the team. You need depth, because there's always a hard luck story late in the year that someone's not there that potentially should have been. So that they're in a good position at the moment. Obviously, a massive showdown next week. They'd like to win games a little bit prettier and a little bit easier than what they do. They make it hard for themselves at times, Port Adelaide.
This is a tough question probably, but if they don't win the showdown, can they make top four? Yeah, I mean, it's a really big... This is how big a game this is, because it... Not maybe can they make it, but do you see them making it from there?
It'll be tough, won't it? Like, you've got Carlton, Melbourne, Sydney, Giants, Geelong, all in good
tough
form.
Run, isn't it?
Yeah, and then, well, they're the teams that are going to be competing for the top four. So
right.
Then you've got Collingwood who look back in decent form. So
tough comp.
Yeah, it's a week-to-week prospect, isn't it? Like, it's going to be a great season, I think. There's no real clear standout. Everyone that we thought were sort of above early on in the season, they've had a couple of bad losses in the last couple of weeks.
Now, obviously the result was a big one, you know, last night. But what was bigger was Tommy Rockliffe forcing himself on national TV last night.
Positioned himself beautifully.
With Ryan Taylor. Like, some would say you could play the audio right now, but no.
Let's hold it.
4 minutes we're going to spend on it next. That's here right. At the Dead Set Legends, 104.7 Triple M. We're live at Live. Is it Live or Live? Tell me what it is.
For sure, Jared.
Live. Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's at Triple M. A special investigation not so far away. Can you believe it? And Willem Drew, best on ground last night.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So how good was he?
He's going to join us just before 10 o'clock, which I thoroughly look forward to. Now, all eyes were on the national TV last night.
Yep.
A little bit of roaming Brian, like everyone tunes in, not only for the result, but roaming Brian as well, Fergus.
Oh, it's a huge part of Friday night footy particularly, but it's just become a part of the landscape now. And one thing we did notice was how well-positioned our man was. Now, post-game, after a nice little event upstairs, which we'll get him to run us through in a minute, he found his way down into the rooms again. This repeat offender.
Unbelievable. Mm. Let's have a listen.
Excuse me, Ollie, but Tom, what are you doing in these rooms? Just stay here, old.
I'm a Port Adelaide legend.
You're sort of sitting over here like you're claiming some victory or something.
I am. I was a Port Adelaide legend. I built the foundations of this place.
Talking about it here.
Built the foundation. Mate, you went down to Alberton to top up your super. Let's be brutally honest. You are overpaid.
Almost took him to a grand final.
Oh. So there's Jack Cale, Brian Cunningham.
Yep. Yeah. Russell Ebert. Where do you stop? Jeff Motley, George Viacci,
Tom Rockliffe.
Tom Rockliffe has wedged himself in those sort of names. It's unbelievable.
I can tell you one thing. I reckon late September, Andrew Dillon will go round 7, Port Adelaide v St Kilda, 3 votes, T, Rockliffe.
This is extraordinary.
Seriously.
This is extraordinary.
I'll tell you what I did enjoy. I really did enjoy your ability to insert yourself into a second contest later on.
Oh, yeah.
So Brian went past Rocky. I don't know if you watched the further... There's a follow-up video.
Oh, no. I haven't seen this.
It's hit social media landscape. Anyway, so Rocky has seen Brian already. Great. Done. Tick. Yep. Beautiful. Set his piece, beautiful. Then repositions himself again for where he knows Brian has to come back through.
You do.
And cops a little hip and shoulder, gets knocked off the ball way too easily.
Oh,
Brian's steady on his feet.
Yep.
I was waiting for Brayshaw to come down.
Bone to pick with him. We know that's not going too well.
You actually go back.
Discuss that.
When the boys come into the rooms, they surround me and actually wanted me in the circle to sing the song.
Oh,
and
I said, hang about. Seriously.
I can't sing this song.
That's Bernie Vince-esque. I'll tell you what. We have to remember as well, Fergus, the last interaction between Tom Rockliffe and Brian Taylor. Things got physical, if you remember.
Not just
there was
physical.
There was a pissed some would say massage up at the Gabba.
Erotic. Some would say.
It wasn't well.
Extremely concerning behaviour. Repeat offender on Friday night footy, and it's happening too regularly.
It was outstanding. And to be honest, I was flying down and got a call from Daniel Norton, who sold me down an absolute rabbit hole.
Great.
He said, can you go and host all the golfers? Can you host Greg Norman and DJ and all these?
Beautiful.
All the top line golfers. And I said, yeah, anything for you, Norton. I'm happy to help out. And so I'm racing to the, because he said they're going to go at half time, make sure you're there early. Nice. So race there, try and get an Uber taxi, running over the bridge, full suit.
Oh, God.
Oh, could you imagine the speed? I swear,
I had to take my jacket off.
Lagoons under the armpits like this morning.
Well, it's 18 and misty and he's struggling.
Roll in, no one's there.
Oh. Hang on.
Alice Byrne Jones, Darcy's lovely partner, she was sitting there and that was it. Me and her.
And I built the foundations of this place.
Been rolled under the bus.
Ran across town.
No one was there until quarter time.
To host the WAG.
That's exactly right.
One person.
No, she works with the government, so she was there for
golf. But so no shark?
No one. There was two golfers that turned up. They both asked me for a photo, of course, and a signature.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Oh, I'm hearing.
Port Adelaide legend.
I'm hearing Greg Norman said, who's hosting? Tom Rockliffe. No thanks.
Poo-pooed the whole thing.
No thank you.
Bryson won't be a part of that. Me and Bryson were very tight. We were taking pictures. I was telling him all about footy and everything. Right. And then Hendrick as well, he actually won someone a car last night at half time.
I didn't see that.
He had to hit it into the small little circle and just nailed it second shot. Incredible.
So this pre-post game, we'll call it the pre-game for you, because the big game was really down in the rooms making sure you got it in front of Brian.
But twice.
So that was why some were suggesting on social media that you might have been well lubricated down there.
that wouldn't be the case.
You got knocked over by Brian rather easily, I thought.
Yeah, well... I wasn't. No, I always drink responsibly.
Let's put it this way. I picked Rock up this morning from the airport.
Yep.
3 croissants under his belt and a large coffee. And he goes, well, this will get me to the first break of the Dead Set Legends.
Well, it didn't, because he loaded up his... He filled his boots again this morning when Paddy brought him out for us.
I tell you what, just the top Rocky's 24 hours here in South Australia as well. Goes to walk in this morning, Grange Golf Club. They go... Nope. No, his media pass didn't work.
Not listed.
I mean, our producer was supposed to be there at 8:15.
He got engaged last night, though, so congratulations to him.
Well done.
He was cuddling.
Triple M. Oh, wasn't that belted out last night across the Adelaide Oval, 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, the Dead Set Legends, Tom Rockcliffe, Cal Ferguson and Tomo. Willem Drew, best on ground last night.
How good.
He's going to join us in the next 15 minutes.
Another Dead Set Legends special investigation.
Well, Tomo, something has blown across our desk. That you filled me in, so you picked me up from the airport this morning with my seven croissants and a couple of coffees, and you filled me in on some disturbing information, because I seen Jars play golf here the other day, or try and hit the ball.
Yep.
Quite incredible.
In the Pro-Am?
Yes.
Yeah, it was quite interesting, because the Pro-Am of 2023 featured one of our very own.
Yes.
Here at Triple M. So we had the Rush Hour boys, but a member of the Dead Set Legends, Callum Ferguson, correct?
Yeah, no, that's right.
And I'm hearing you actually went okay. Is that fair to say?
I smacked him.
Yep.
Absolutely smacked him. Yep. Couldn't have hit him any better, actually, to be honest. Yeah.
So you would think...
I couldn't believe it.
You would think a performance like that would be front of mind when LIV Golf was announced again at the Grange Golf Club in 2024.
Well, you would think so. If you were that good and you hit them that well and you were that good of company and everyone loved you, you'd be probably the first name they'd write down and say, hey, can you come back and do it again?
So the Pro-Am was on Wednesday, and how'd we go, Fergus? Well, obviously, you suited up.
Didn't get it cracked. Got the arse.
How?
Hang on.
I was how? How is this even
got
a possibility?
No idea. I can't believe it. I'm devastated.
What's your handicap?
6 at the moment.
Yep.
What's
Jars?
Jars would be 72, maybe, whatever the maximum is.
I think he pushes just past the max. Yeah. I think he's
horrible. He can't actually swing a golf club. But I'm hearing that our man was devastated. When he found out that the invites were going out.
Yeah, flat as a pancake.
Yep. Holding his phone.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing he was still shaking with it last night, waiting for it to ring. And the Pro-Am's been...
I'm hearing that. Yep. I'm hearing. And he was most shattered because he had to spend time with his kids. That was the biggest thing. That is what I'm hearing. And the other thing that I'm hearing that has also floated
still
across...
play golf.
He would have at Cooey.
It was a beautiful day out at Cooey. Don't worry about it. Not a breath of wind.
Now, the other thing is, so we all got handed these media passes.
Yes, the one I was waiting for, but our producer got engaged.
That's right. So obviously,
you literally didn't have one.
Bit of a late night. You didn't have one. No. So you've got one now, and I've got mine, and it's fantastic. Yep. You can get yourself in everywhere as well. And so what I have noticed about the media pass of C. Dot Ferguson is there's a bit of tape around it. Why is there some tape around that, Callum?
So the tape's around it because mine says Media Live Golf 2024, Callum Thompson.
So not only did he get the arse, they don't even know who he is.
They don't know who he is.
He said he couldn't have played any better.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say...
smacked him.
Yep, smacked him and then got the arse on the back of it. Now, the next point
Thompson.
I was going to make...
Callum Thompson. Point, are you that embarrassed? You're sticking it up.
Yep, absolutely. I'm flat.
I didn't just cop one whack,
but I copped a second one just to... Yeah, on your way out, you're not getting a run in the LIV Golf Pro-Am this year, but you also don't have accreditation. You won't be at the off-site broadcast for Triple M Dead Set Legends. You won't be there. We don't have a... But the other thing I was going to say is...
Oh, here we go.
Is this where we're getting to with our man, our producer, Big Basso? Is he getting that big for his boots that he's forgetting about us on a Saturday morning?
I think we've known that for 18 months.
It's rush hour now. He's moved on from us.
He's moved on from that to his lovely fiancée.
Yeah, so between those two...
Picking strawberries this afternoon.
Yeah, I can't believe he's turned up today.
It's a credit
He told us to be here at 8 o'clock to give me my pass so we could get in, prepare for the show.
Yeah.
Rolls in at 9:45 and I get my media pass to get here.
Seriously?
Because he's on his
What are we dealing with?
Rock. It's 9:39 at the moment. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, the Dead Set Legends. We are live down at the Grange Golf Course for LIV Golf. Tom Rockcliffe, Cal Ferguson, and Tomo. And I tell you what, this bloke has gone from strength to strength over the last couple of years. The most underrated player in the competition without doing what he does. Horn Francis, Rosie, and Butters can't do what they do. And he joins us right now. Willem Drew, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, have I got that on the money? The most underrated player in the comp, I believe so.
Not too sure about that. mate, go about my business and see how we go.
I like it, mate. Best on ground performance last night for you. Congratulations. How did you pull up a gritty win for your football club?
Yeah, it was. It was a pretty scrappy game in the end. But, yeah, fortunately for us, we were able to get the win. And, yeah, I personally haven't pulled up too bad. But, obviously, there's a few injured boys. So we'll see how they pull up during the week.
Yeah, I seen Drewy in the rooms after the game last night. And he suggested that he is the most underrated player in the competition. I taught him everything he knows. He actually pushed me into retirement. Thanks for that, Drewy.
Rightly so, too.
It is about time he got recognition for what he does in that team 100%. Around the likes of Ollie Wines, Rosie, Horn Francis, Butters. It's great that you get the recognition for that last night. Drewy, you're in one of the best midfields. What's been the biggest change over the last sort of 12 months for you guys since Josh Carr came in?
Yeah, ever since Carr's come in, he's been absolutely super with us and gives us the freedom to play how we want, really. And, yeah, as you name, we've got some really, really talented, quick players around the ball. So the more we can get the ball in their hands and they're quite damaging, it's better for the team.
Drewy, 83 tackles last night to 55. That stood out like dog's balls, to be honest. It was absolutely outstanding from go to woe. A lot of big tackle numbers for the players in the side. Ollie Wines, 9. Yourself, 7. Saw big Jordan Sweet had 6 as well. Outstanding. Talk us through how that enables you to play in such an aggressive manner going the other way.
Yeah, it was a big focus going into the game, just around our pressure. And, yeah, as you touched on there, our tackling was pretty good and we're able to sort of put the heat on St Kilda. And, yeah, it's a big part of our game, being able to sort of get that pressure and get turnovers and then go the other way. So for us, it's going to be a big factor going forward as well.
Now, Port Adelaide, we know the way they play. It is frustrating to watch you guys at times because you find a way to win, but you never win pretty. Is that something that you've... is there anything you can do about that to make it more efficient, particularly going inside 50? You've kicked a lot of points again last night. It potentially cost you the game against Melbourne earlier in the season. Is there anything you can do differently with ball movement to get those better shots inside 50, do you think?
Oh, look, I think it's been, a probably challenge for ours for probably a couple of years, to be honest, is being able to put a four-court effort together. But, look, we've been working pretty hard at our connection going inside 50, and it's definitely still something that we need to improve on. So I'm sure the coaches will be looking at that during the week.
St Kilda come hard as well once a couple of injuries went down there, Drewy. Alia concussion, an update on him, and your skipper, Connor Rosie, reckons he might have nicked a hammy?
Yeah, obviously Alia went down with concussion. I saw him after the game and he seemed in good spirits. And then, Rose has hurt the hamstring, so I'm not too sure how bad that is at the moment. But, obviously... I think we had one on the bench there late in the game, so the boys are pretty cooked. But, and St Kilda were coming pretty hard, but, we got over the line.
Now, I'm hearing it's all about recovery this week. You've got the weekend off. I seen your old man in the rooms last night. He mentioned that he might have been out to live and he was quite full. Is he going to venture back down here today?
Hang on! Yes.
And are you going to come with him?
Dad will be at the golf this weekend for sure. Keeping a few in, no doubt.
Responsibly, of course.
Yes, of course, and I've got a few mates over as well, so I'll head down to the golf and have a look, which will be good.
Oh, it's building nicely here, let me tell you.
Some rough heads.
I tell you what, all roads are leading to the Grange. Oh, yeah, aren't they? Drewy, short turnaround, really, because the showdown as well coming up this Thursday night, mate. Yeah, you'd clearly always get amped up for those big, big contests.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the games you love playing in the showdown, and massive for the state and for the club. So, Thursday night should be another great game.
I'll tell you what, it's been an absolute treat. So not only have we had Willem on today, but his old man turned up and was on the rush hour last night as well. He turned up at the OB last night. Live Golf dominating the Drews.
Oh, how good. Willem, Drew, thank you so much for your time, mate. Well done again. Best on ground. The most underrated player on the comp. Stick with it.
100%.
According to himself.
Oh, hang on, Rob.
Nah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
He's a star. You obviously played a bit of footy with him as well, and to see him progress is pretty big, Rob.
Yeah, he had injuries early on in his career that he just couldn't quite get right, but him and Joey Attlee used to come around a fair bit to my house for dinner, particularly early days, and they're just great, great human beings, country boys, nice. And you always know with country boys, they generally come from a decent family.
Yeah, and Tommy, I think you hit the nail on the head. His efforts around the ball and the contest enable players like Rosie, Horn Francis and Butters to really go about their work and dominate. So, well done again. I thought it was a very deserving winner.
No doubt about that. Now, we've already had one Dead Set Legend special investigation. It is.
We have.
It's rare that we get two. But I tell you what, the one coming up just after 10:30 has been bubbling away for a month.
Yes.
And we had to hit him straight between the eyes when disturbing. He's next to us here.
Was it an engagement?
Live at Live Golf. I don't know much about it.
And I'll tell you what, if you're listening, take a seat before you start.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's audio components to this.
Because Tomo and Ferg are running in, and it'll take 15 minutes. So put a,
put a cup of tea on.
And a top draw just after that to see the show. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. We're also on Listener as well. L-I-S-T and the Dead Set Legends, Tom Rockliffe, Cow Ferguson, and Tomo live down here at the Grange Golf Course.
Oh, yeah.
It is an absolute picture.
Have a look at it.
For Live Golf 2024. Now, boys, interesting what came out yesterday. Big Prusy. Ruckman, bit of a journeyman, though.
He has been.
Yeah, he's been around, but I'll tell you what, the oxygen levels get a lot thinner the higher you get up. And anyone over 200 centimetres,
seriously,
nothing surprises me about
it. No need to go there, but you did.
Incredible, because it hit my phone straight away and I sent it straight to the group. I absolutely loved it. Injured himself in the warm up. Have a listen.
Here's something you don't see every day. Giants ruckman Braden Pruce suffering a hamstring injury in the VFL while running onto the ground before the first bounce.
Honestly, you've got to see the vision. It's like someone's got him with a sniper from row 57 and going bang, and Prucey's gone down in a screaming heap.
Incredible. It looked like he was trying to jump up to warm up, but he just pinged his hamstring.
So hang on. So the preparation, you've played 208 at the highest level, Rock. What you do, your lead up is basically from the week before. All that, he's done all this work to get ready for a game of footy, and he gets done 4 minutes before the game.
Trying to jump. It's incredible.
That's what he's paid to do.
Get out there and
jump.
Play.
At the ball. Tap it.
Begs a question on 133.53. What's the weirdest way that you've injured yourself? Ooh. What have you done? Because there's a classic about Johnny Bairstow, wasn't there, Fairdos?
There is, yeah. He hurt himself badly, didn't he, on the golf course. Broke his leg.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
Off the tee box.
Seriously, how does that even happen?
No, I don't like it. I don't like Josh Gibson's another one that springs to mind.
Fell over in the shower. He missed 6 weeks or
six
something.
Weeks.
Like that
six
for falling weeks. Over in the shower.
Concerning. Oh, we won't go too far into that because I reckon there might be another story with that one.
I reckon.
Come on.
Fergus, you've told it numerous times and I need it again.
Yeah.
The weirdest way you've injured yourself needs to be broadcast.
Yeah, look, I was playing a Christmas Eve cricket game, an old collegians cricket game, of course, very official, using an incredible. Anyway, so we...
Incredible.
I got to about 30 or 40, seeing them like a beach ball, three beer bongs deep.
Responsibly, of course.
And I got a full toss. I got a full toss that came at me, and my eyes lit up like a Christmas tree. Tried to hit it into orbit, missed it, and it made solid contact with my right testicle. I was on the operating table about 6 hours later.
Oh,
stitched up.
God.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I ended up missing.
Roll out?
No, I didn't fall out. No, it was an internal stitch required. Internal.
Yeah.
But I missed a Big Bash game.
Were you honest with them and let them know?
Oh, yeah.
Not about the beer bongs,
that was. Yeah. No, it was, I just played an old collegians cricket game.
Yep.
And
just got one. Yeah, one just jagged back a bit.
No, I got a good one.
Got a good one. Okay, let's do this. 133.53. The weirdest way you have injured yourself. Have you cracked a rib sneezing?
Well, there's plenty of those stories, aren't there, right?
I'd love something. I'd love a punctured lung doing something real weird ass. 133.
Give it to us, people.
The strangest way you've injured yourself. We have got some incredible prizes to give away. Double passes galore to the Crows versus the Brisbane Lions.
Hey, someone's going to have to do well to beat me to those passes because I want a piece of them.
133.53. Strange way you injured yourself. We'll take your calls next. Triple M. 104.7. Adelaide's at Triple M. The Dead Set Legends. Tom Rockliffe, Cow Ferguson, and Tomo. We're live at Live down here. This is absolutely superb.
Pumping.
Set up at the Grange Golf Course. We are having an absolute ball here. Don't worry about that.
Magic.
We're taking some calls right now. 133.53. Something happened to Big Prusy yesterday. The ruckman from GWS, Timmy.
Here's something you don't see every day. Giants ruckman Braden Pruce suffering a hamstring injury in the VFL while running onto the ground before the first bounce.
went down. Sniper shot.
Seriously.
Incredible. In the warmer. And you quickly rehash a little story about you and Kelly.
I had a nasty one a couple of years ago. We might have to go back a decade, actually, on this one. I'm getting old. But, had a nasty one playing a Christmas Eve cricket game. Old Collegians game, of course, and very official with an incredible. And my eyes lit up to a full toss, which made solid contact with my right testicle, and I was out for the game and on the operating table 6 hours later. So that was a good day for
me. Operating table. We've had a text come through from Ren, and she said she's had him in her handbag ever since.
Oh, no. Oh.
Come on, Rock.
Over a decade.
That's true. Well, thanks to Auto Masters as well, the text 0488 51 1047. Let's head out to a Woodcroft. We have Andrew there. Andrew, what's the strange way you injured yourself?
This happened only a couple months ago, boys. Filled in for a basketball game for a bloke from work. Haven't played in a few years because I'm 43 kids. The wife's always like, mate, you've got to stop playing sport because you injure yourself. Walking out onto the court, shook the bloke's hand, somehow jammed my thumb into his palm and tore the ligament on my thumb. Shaking a bloke's hand.
No.
Andrew. Yep.
You shook his X-rays. Hand and you're... My goodness.
Yep. X-rays, ultrasound and physio. So it's cost me now a couple hundred bucks. The wife's not happy. I can't to this day. This happened about 3 months ago. I can't open jam jars. I can't open twist tops. I've got no strength in the thumb whatsoever.
In that aspect, you just got to be honest. Pub fight.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those ones where it's funny now to tell people.
Good on you, Andrew. Let's head out to Tristan from Adelaide. How did you hurt yourself, mate? Hello, Tristan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, boys. Years ago, back when I was butchering, I actually fell out the back of a meat truck. Unloading some meat. Yep.
And just stumbled, had the tray.
Yep, out the back of the tray, fell from about four or five feet and broke my ankle.
How long were you laid up for?
I was off for a good 6 weeks. Boss wasn't happy, but shit.
Let's head out to Souls. We got Cam there. Cam, how'd you injure yourself, man? Strangely.
Yeah, how you on, boy?
Good, mate.
Good. It was Mad Monday, end of the season. I was obviously under the influence, had a few beers, dressed as Jesus, fell back into a tree and snapped my collarbone.
Oh, hang on.
Yuck.
Look at the Mills.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
yeah.
Monday and shoulder.
Yeah, that's a horrible result.
Ended up in the emergency, dressed as Jesus because I didn't have any other clothes.
Jesus.
Dressed as the great JC and you've gone into emergency.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And they told me to fast because they were going to operate, so I was sitting there just wearing a McChicken while dressed as Jesus.
I'm here and he rose 3 days later.
Yeah. It's a long weekend, my man. How we got there?
We're heading to Colin from Ross Trevor. Colin, what have you done to yourself?
Yeah, well, I was warming up for a game up in the Northern Territory and we're throwing the ball around, doing the ya-ya before you go out on the track. A minute to go, coach is stirring us up. Yep, someone's thrown the ball at me, jumped up in the air and put my hand up, jumped up into a ceiling fan right across my knuckles and ended up in the trainer come over. I just said, look, just tape it up. It's just got a cut in it. He says, clench your fist for me. Plates of fish, blood just squirted out of my knuckles. Up to hospital, 4 stitches on the team sheet, and didn't play a minute.
Not so many blood rules get going out before the bounce, right?
Ceiling, very, very rare.
I like it. Who'd we like there, boys? I'm going to hand the reins over to you.
Rock, you go, mate.
It's your day, Ferg.
Let's go with Colin. Hell of an effort to get a blood rule before the start of the day's play.
I love that. Colin, double pass, mate. Congratulations to go. Take on the Brisbane Football Club. This is going to be superb.
Yeah, May
the 12th. Adelaide Oval. Tickets on sale now. Ticketek.com.au. As we look out here, there's not too many empty hands, which I find concerning.
There's cans
there's
everywhere.
There's some excitement
double
in the faces
parked.
I'm seeing out here.
25 minutes past
blokes,
10 o'clock.
A couple of blokes with the sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Dark days.
Rough.
Had a big one last night.
It's a real
mate with a Nordic shirt on.
How's the glint in the eye? Like, people, this is... This kid in front of me, he's like a kid at Christmas. Have a look at him.
Yeah, have a look at him.
Yeah, he's got the leaf pass for today. He'll be in trouble till Wednesday.
Yeah, but there's not a cloud again, though, for Dead Set Legends time. And Adelaide turning it on for Liv again this year.
Yep.
Plenty of Ripper shirts and hats and a lot of their gear getting around. Cam Smith. Did you see the crowd getting around Cam Smith's group yesterday?
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Insane. And you'll find yourself somewhere nicely after Fergus, because I'll tell you what, you've got a glimpse.
I probably won't be following people around the course. I'll just be easing myself down to the watering hole, I think.
We know he does not mingle with punters.
No, oh, hang on a second.
I asked him before. I said,
that's not
Fergus,
true.
Fergus,
you know that.
You've been with the punters?
You're coming with me and Tomo.
I have the option to.
That's right. I do. And I'll make my way around the course tomorrow. I'll have a good look around.
They got three in their hand now.
Whoa. Boy, I don't know what's going on. We can get some sort of live footage right there.
Likely types just
wandering over. Great Dean Turlick, the Meadows product is going to dominate. 35 games for the Melbourne Football Club. Paul Roos gave him the ass twice. And
Murray Bushranger, superstar.
Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, the Dead Set Legends. Tom Rockcliffe, Cal Ferguson and Tomo. And we're live here at the Grange Golf Course. We are absolutely loving it.
Liv, what a time to be alive.
Liv is on fire. The man that got us here as well.
Here he is.
Just not far away. Look
Cam
forward
Smith
to that.
Like
magnificent. Yeah, we like that. These boys are up and about, no doubt. Hit it, Timmy.
Another Dead Set Legends special investigation.
This is interesting because I don't know anything about this one.
No, for the second time today, I can't believe we've had to go two back-to-back.
It's huge.
Special investigations. Yep. But sometimes, and we hate doing it, we have to hold each other accountable. And one of us has let themselves down significantly. We've had some mail come across our desk.
Wouldn't be me.
I'm nervous.
About a month or so ago about this very off-site broadcast here at Live Golf. And my understanding is, Tomo, it very nearly didn't get off the ground.
Right.
Now, we've had some audio sent through. It was a voicemail I received from Alessia, who works...
Promotions here.
Dominates. Yep. Has done for a long, long time.
At Triple M, yes.
At Triple M. She gave me an update on how the off-site broadcast here at Live Golf, at the Grange Golf Club, was looking in a month or so's time. Throw it.
Hey Ferg, sorry I missed your call. Not sure that OB at Live Golf is going to get off the ground this year. Rocky requested business class flights, and from a budget perspective, I just don't think we can make that work. I mean, he works 2.5 hours a week, and I'm told the show rate's a lot higher when it's just you and Tomo, so maybe it's better for everyone if we just get him to sit this one out.
Oh, okay, so that was a month ago, wasn't it?
That's over that. That's the starters.
Hang on.
What, the business class lights?
No, that was certainly requested and ticked off and received. I was 1A last night, and I'll be 1A when I fly back tonight. Yeah, that's correct.
You were 1A.
Can you believe?
1A. That's how I understand.
Oh, 4A.
Now, hang on a second. So on the back of last night where he's labelled himself a club legend of Port Adelaide.
Yep, built the foundations of the Port Adelaide Football Club.
That's correct.
A foundation bricks, you coined it as.
That's right. That's what they just
said. What sort of behaviour are we talking about here, Tomo? He needs to be held accountable. Now, I received a bit of confirmation on this because I was a bit concerned and I was trying to chase up where we're heading.
I didn't believe it.
How well did it go last year? Family loved it. They got around us.
Super.
So we thought we've got to do it again. So I just went to the very top to find out, you know, how are we looking? Are we going to get this thing over the line? Piney?
G'day, boys. It's Matto, your boss here. I just wanted to let you know about the week of my life I lost trying to book Tom Rockcliffe's travel to the Live Golf broadcast in Adelaide. He's the first person I know that's ever sent through his flights pre-booked and said, just pay these. It was his way of trying to get us to fund business class flights for his trip down. You reckon they were cheap with the Live Golf on, business class flights?
Seriously.
He thought we could spend the whole company's travel budget on his two-hour broadcast in Adelaide. He was also hunting two nights accommodation, which seemed a bit ridiculous to me, given the show finishes at 11:30. But probably the most concerning thing out of the whole thing for me was that he played 5 or 6 years at Port Adelaide, lived in the city of Adelaide, and didn't make one friend that would have him stay at their house for the night.
That's
damning.
Well, that is, because he just puts himself up at C. Ditmars, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, where was Ditz?
That's usually where he stays, and Ditz has gone, never again. Am I having the pig in my premise?
Funny you say that, because I called Ditz and said, hey, Ditz, can I stay? And he said, probably can't. I've fallen over pissed now.
Oh, no.
So I can't visit it.
Oh,
so,
hang on.
I mean, that's where he's at. And I'll tell you what, Triple M, a bunch of tight asses, aren't they? Put me up for a second. I've got to fly out tonight because the flights are too expensive on Sunday.
Because you asked for business class, you idiot.
Mate,
what are you talking about?
And I'll tell you what, if you want somewhere to sleep, 5AA are just up the road. Broadcasting here. Bring your own swags. Get out the front of them and enjoy your night.
5ZZZ.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, the Dead Set Legends. Tom Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson and Tomo. We are live here at the Grange Golf Course. LIV Golf is absolutely humming. Not a cloud in the sky. The crowd is building. But as important as the golf is today, yes, there's a big game for the Adelaide
Huge
Football
game.
Club. They just need to get back on the board, Rock.
Well, if they don't get the job done today, I'm not sure where to for them. And I'm sure they'll be banging the door down to Matty Nix. But one win for the Adelaide Crows. 15th take on 18th. You wouldn't want to go to 1-6.
No.
Heading towards a showdown as well. So they go down there, and it's just simple that they just have to get the job done. That we know that they've been so inconsistent with the way they've played. You just want to see, as a Crows fan, you just want to see them play consistently for four quarters. Start the game like you've finished the last few weeks. Come out of the gates, attack the footy, make sure your pressure's on, your contest is right. That's the most important thing. Your contest has got to be right. If you make skill errors, you can accept that.
Well, they came out hard against Carlton at Marvel, right? They came out fast, hard, played aggressive footy, and they got the result. And I've always felt like over the last 2 years in particular, that style of play leads to better success for them. Is that the way they've got to go about it down there in Tassie, though?
Well, we've spoken about it so much this year, haven't we, Ferg? And you're big on it, that we've seen them last year, and you could never question their intent or their attitude towards having a crack. And this year, I think you can. I think they've been really inconsistent with the way they've gone about it.
Interesting. We had Jordan Dawson on last week as well. Had a good chat to him, and you brought up the fact that they got out-tackled in the first half. And you could actually hear it in his voice. He was pissed off.
Yeah, he certainly was. Yeah. And they will have to review their starts. They would have done that this week. And we heard Matty Nix a couple of times in the overnight scoreboard talk about the mental side of the game and that they haven't mentally been on, which is concerning because you're an AFL player. That's what you're paid to do. You go out there and perform, and you've got to be able to switch on right from that first bounce. Yep. You can't take until half time or halfway through the second quarter to click into gear. And when your attitude's off, you're not tackling, you're not doing the little things for each other. So today, for them, they've just got to go down there and put in a four-quarter solid performance, get after the contest, make sure it's really good. And there's one guy that needs to do it more than anyone. He had a tough week, there's no doubting that, but Matty Nix on Josh Rochelle this week.
Yeah, he knows he needs to be better in that. We've all had a moment. I sat down with Josh. I said, mate, we've all had, actually, I had about 15. Every player's had one of those moments in their career. He'll be better for it.
He certainly will be. I mean, I used to watch Tomo, the way he went about it. He was actually over the fence.
Yeah,
that's scared it. He was. But
the only bloke to get a kick in the canteen, mate.
That's as far outside as it gets.
Yeah, that was me, mate. Don't worry about that. Now, just straightening up a little bit. Dan Curtin. Well, have you heard much about him? I just feel there's been an opportunity for him to play throughout the year as well with, Nick Murray being out as well. We've had Butts go out as well. Are you hearing anything about him? He's like a real, like they drafted up to get him. He just doesn't seem ready. Is that what we're hearing?
Might take a little bit of time, that's for sure. But you think now, but the season's pretty much gone for him. I think we can all agree on that they're probably not going to play finals. So you need to find out about your players on your list. So you're better off throwing them in.
Him and Dowling is another one.
Just see where they're at. Give them a bit of experience so they get a taste of it. And if they're not quite there, play them for a couple of weeks and then send them back and they'll learn so much from that opportunity.
I feel like picking the right fixtures is important in these ones. You don't want to send him into a game where they get belted against, say, a Melbourne or, you know, a Geelong over at Geelong.
Would a North Melbourne be a good one today?
That would be a good one. Maybe a Hawks game at some point, West Coast. Those sort of teams that you feel like are going to be competitive games, they're the ones to get them in for because you don't want them getting belted around too much.
Rocky, how hard is it down at Tasmania? Because you hear, you know, some weird-ass things happen down there. You know, if it's going to be blowing a breeze, Nick Larkey gets a light. You can feel it, can't you?
Well, they smashed the Gold Coast Suns down there last
year. They're a dangerous side down there.
They lost Harley Reid because of it. So it's a danger game for the Adelaide Crows. And if they come on the pad, the girls are up and about. Yeah. They've just thrown a couple down.
They've seen the foundation builder.
Oh, he's here.
Tommy Rock.
The club legend.
Yeah, that's it. Ebert. Motley.
Cunningham.
Rockliffe.
Kale.
Straightening up. If they lose this game, because I called Hawthorn the week before on the Gold Coast, they were probably the worst team that I've seen in a very, very long time. And then they belted North Melbourne last week.
That's a concern, isn't it?
If North Melbourne beat Adelaide today.
I mean, where are you at?
I think you shut up shop.
You got to
shut up shop.
Fold.
Hang on, Rock. Seriously.
Hang on a second. So about 12 hours ago, we got the foundation builder of Port Adelaide, and if they lose a game of football today, fold,
he reckons.
Fold.
That's up there with the zip and 12 he thought the Crows were going to be last year.
What, the Adelaide Football Club, who had 48,000 there in the house last week.
The foundation South Australian AFL Club.
Yeah, that's it. Are going to do a Fitzroy on us.
That's one of Rocky's crystal ball specials, that one.
Fold. You do not get that inside at 5AA, I tell you that.
5ZZZ.
Hold. Unbelievable. Triple M Rock's footy from 11:30 today.
Yes.
Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's a Triple M. The Dead Set Legends live at Live Golf.
Have and a look at these two young fellas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, up and about. How fired up are they? The hot pink shorts
They've just teed off.
Well, I say
for day two.
Yeah, the sky blue, sunny's there as well. Yeah,
shotgun's gone.
Shotgun starts. So everyone's ready to rock and roll, which is fantastic. The atmosphere down here at Live Golf for 2024, quite extraordinary. Now, we take the absolute mickey out of our boss, Matty O'Reilly.
Oh, we do.
On a few occasions, no doubt about that. But I spoke to him last night. He actually went to the Live Golf in Las Vegas on that junket that he went on. And he said it compares nothing to the one here in Adelaide. So it's just fantastic. Yeah.
No, it is. And they've just done it beautifully. You got to give Peter Malinowskis, and we'll give him plenty of credit when he comes on in a minute.
Yeah.
But the events we're bringing into Adelaide at the moment, the stretch from Christmas through to about now, is extraordinary. You've obviously got the Fringe, you've got Gather Round, you've got this, Live Golf. It's just bringing it home beautifully.
It's a mail that the Premier was on his way here to come and join us, and he just happened to stop at 5AA, laid down, he's fallen asleep.
Yeah,
so he's just
asleep.
Waiting for him to wake up.
That's okay. And knowing the Premier, just be one of those light sleeps. Not a deep sleeper, our man. So
he'll be right.
He'll be here very, very shortly, which we're looking forward to. Now, you were at the footy last night as well, Rock. And you saw something pretty cool. There was a car one from a punter there in the crowd. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I think they went out there and had a promotion. Hendrik Stenson, he went had a swing of the golf club, and they were asking how far we thought it was because they were up in the box with me. I was telling them about the game of footy.
Yeah.
They wanted pitches, etc. And I think it was about 90 metres, and he had to hit it inside the small circle at Adelaide Oval and did it on the second hit.
Yeah, good. Now, the activation that Liv have brought to this event as well and getting around the community as well into the far reaches of the community have been outstanding. So they're doing it beautifully, as we see.
Oh, we
the great Peter Malinowskis, state premier, rolling in now. So that's fantastic. He's
great to have him on board.
Have a chat.
The Premier Peter Malinowskis, as he joins us. Thank you so much for your time, mate, and congratulations once again. I think Live Golf 2.0 is better. I reckon it's already exceeded expectations.
I'm just taken aback. When they said we've always had the aspiration to increase the capacity, and when it sold out as quickly as it did, particularly today, I think everyone's in for a good time. But the thing I'm so proud of is that 40%, that's a lot, 40% of all the tickets we've sold, despite increasing the capacity dramatically, have all gone to people from interstate and overseas.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. And the atmosphere and the buzz around town has been extraordinary. Not just the buzz for Liv, but Gather Round in the run in has built momentum again on the back of Fringe. There's so much going on in South Australia.
People, it's amazing. The amount of people from interstate who have said, you know, what's going on? It's really positive because that's not a position that we've traditionally had in South Australia. And, you know, we've got to fight for the rest of the country's attention. But what people sort of, I think, misunderstand sometimes is where the real power lies. Like, we focus on, you know, how full are the hotel rooms, how many bums on seats on planes, you know, how's the hospitality and restaurant sector going? We absolutely should, because that's, you know, one of the key motivations of making these investments. But the real power lies in the fact that the eyes of the nation, and with this event, the eyes of the golfing world are on us, our city, our state, at a time when we've actually got a really strong economic trajectory. So we can use this event as a platform to tell our story to a group of investors and business people from outside of the state we would never otherwise get access to.
And a lot of the players were at the footy last night, and I was chatting to them, and they were saying that the course in Adelaide is in as good condition as anywhere in the world, so it's a massive tick.
Look, credit to the Grange Golf Club. They have to put a lot on the line to make this happen. And afterwards yesterday, I said to the club's president, I said, you know, where's all this happened? She goes, I'll take you down there. So we went after play yesterday, we went down to where all the groundskeepers are. I don't know if we got these photos up online on my Facebook page or whatever, but There is an army of them.
Wow.
An army of them. And they, something like, they've doubled the number of groundskeeping staff just to get the course in the nick that it is. And you could tell they were knackered. Like, they've been at it. Like, they're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning for a sustained period. Like, there's a lot of work to make it happen. And you could see that they were knackered, but you could also see a real degree of pride about what they're doing, not just for the club, but for the whole state.
Well, the good thing is that 5AA are sort of recording around there, so they'll sleep well when they get their rest out.
Come on, Rock. Come on, Rock.
Seriously, Rock.
Oh, he's done it.
Oh, he's gone there.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Shots fired. No.
Now, Premier, like you say, the eyes are on the state of South Australia all over the world, which is just so good. Gather around. They can't take that off us. We do it better than anyone else. We now do live golf better than anyone else as well. Our boss, Matty O'Reilly, went to Vegas and he said Adelaide has got live golf covered from that. So people are going to want to take this away from us. Yeah. How do we hang on to it? Because I reckon it could work interstate as well. Why has Adelaide got that?
It's a good question, Tomo. Look, I'd be lying if I didn't say we're a little bit worried about it. We've had really positive conversations with live. We've still got another 2 years on the contract, but there are sharks circling.
Yep.
And Greg Norman's been pretty candid about that, which I appreciate. But he's also pretty candid about the fact that, you know, he appreciates that we took the risk, we went first, and we got a really good deal as a result of that. But if we want to keep it, we've got to earn the right. And I guess what I've been making clear is that from the state government's perspective, we made an investment that's paid off economically, and I think that stands to reason. But the way we're going to keep this in the future, from my perspective, is making clear that to live, well, why would you risk taking anywhere else?
Yep.
The whole state's all in on this. And the rest of the country are looking at this going, well, why would you want to move it if it's such a absolute barnstorming success? So we've got to earn the right, continue to make sure the event evolves, increase the patronage without compromising the experience where we can, and just make it as hard as possible for them to take it away from us.
So obviously a lot of work goes into it, a lot of hard work from you, Premier, but what have you enjoyed about the event so far this year, and what are you looking forward to over the next couple of days?
So there's a few things that have been different this year to last year that, you know, Liv are putting on. So last night they had an investors dinner, and they were mainly interstaters and internationals there, and I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time engaging with these people. The Department of Trade and Investment has done a lot of good job, a lot of good work behind the scenes that it's not necessarily public facing, making sure that we're using this as a platform to drive economic activity for our state well beyond the event itself. And there's been a fair bit of work that's gone into that.
Yeah.
I had this sort of idea in my head that I could see a bit of golf. It hasn't really worked out that way. I watched a little bit with Greg yesterday, the first couple of holes, and that was electrifying. But I just, making sure we're using this to realise the state's objectives has got to be my responsibility. And this year it feels like we've been out a bit more time, a bit organised in that regard.
Peter Malinowskis, an absolute star. We are in very, very good hands here in the state of South Australia with you in charge. Thank you so much for helping bring this great event, and thanks so much for your time.
Enjoy the day, guys. Cheers.
Absolute star, and we love it. We cannot wait to get out there, and time for us to pretty well sign off and get out of here, because Rocky, you've got a big day ahead. I know that. I've got to drop you back to the airport tonight. Somehow I've been roped into that, and you are going behind the glass. Is that the word?
Oh, look, I might take that option at some point over at the watering hole. The cellar door looks good. I'll wander around the course for a little bit as well, Tomo. Don't worry.
I like that. Thank you so much for your company out there, Triple M family. Triple M will be rocking football. Let's see if the Crows can get it done very, very shortly as they take on the North Melbourne Footy Club down in Tassie. Have a good one. See you. Bye.